This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you're tuned in to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Matt Alvarez. Joining me in the studio today is Major Andrew Kelly. Major Andrew Kelly is the area commander for the Salvation Army Austin metropolitan area. Major Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Matt. Glad to be here.
I understand we're speaking about your new shelter, the Rathgaber Center.
Yes, the Rathgaber Center is under construction, nearly done with construction, and we're looking to open up sometime this summer. The thing that's holding us back from opening up right now is the operating dollars that we need to get the doors open. And we have an ever-increasing demand for shelter for families. You won't see them sleeping on the streets. It's a hidden crisis, as we've talked about before, because the parents are so concerned about protecting their children. They're going to find any place that they can have their children where they will be relatively safe. They're not really safe because sometimes it's in an environment of domestic violence, or it's in their car, but it's not out on the streets. And we're trying to help them get into safe shelter.
So, yeah, throughout the years that we've spoken on this program, we've talked about a need for the shelter. So what are some of the things that our listeners could do right now to help the Salvation Army open their doors?
I know we're always talking about money, but this is really the need that we have. It's going to take $5.2 million annually to operate this new facility. And that's what we need right now. We're working with state, city, county. We're working with other funders, some foundations, but right now we don't have any solid commitments for the dollars that we need to open the doors. And those dollars are going to be spent on providing a private family room with their own private bathroom to provide the case management that they need, providing education opportunities for the children as well as the parents, transportation to school for the children, a children's playground, just a lot of services for these families. And the most important part of it is the case management, because that case management helps those parents to make improvements in their lives, either getting a new job, learning how to find a better job, maybe even find their first job. Some of these parents are working really hard from paycheck to paycheck, but one little thing is kick them in a tailspin, and it's hard for them to get back up on their feet. But our case managers will help them to learn how to better manage and budget their money and to provide for their family. And then they help them to get into safe housing.
Yeah, because they don't stay there forever.
No, the program is 90 to 120 days. We do have an extra part of the shelter that's an extended stay part, where we can place a family that has gone through the 90 to 120 day shelter program and have them in this extended stay until we're able to find an apartment for them or find some housing for them on their own. Our case managers actually go out and help look for these places. As we've talked about before, affordable housing is not readily available in the Austin area. And so we've got staff members who are trying to help these, or they actually are helping these families move into affordable housing as quickly as possible. But this extended stay portion will allow them to stay up to 6 months more as needed based on their circumstances.
I think one of the most impactful things that you've mentioned on this program before is that how thousands of people living in this city that are just one paycheck away from being homeless.
Yes. And a lot of times people that are close to them don't even realize how close those people are to being homeless. And all it takes is a medical emergency, a car problem, or a divorce or a separation or something like that that will just kick them into the tailspin. and they just can't afford. They've got to make a choice. Do I pay the rent or do I feed my children? Do I pay the utility bill or do I pay for medicine for my children? It's a hard choice to make. And so they get to the point where they're behind in their bills. And one of the things, one of the programs that Salvation Army offers is rent assistance and utility assistance for people who find themselves in that situation to help keep them in their homes. But once they're out of their homes because of whatever circumstances they've addressed, they've faced, then we're all needing to have this shelter. We have an ongoing waiting list of people needing to get into shelter. And really on our waiting list right now is just women and children. For the longest time, that's what the emphasis was for this new shelter. But now the new shelter is going to be for family units. And but we've got over 200 women and children waiting now to get into shelter. And this new shelter is going to have over 200 beds in it. And we want to get these families into the shelter so that we can get them safe. And, you know, the city council and the mayor have emphasized the need for us all to come alongside of each other to address this homeless challenge. The mayor said that we need, the community wants bigger, more effective, and more immediate responses to the challenge. And we are ready to do that with our shelter, but we just need those dollars to open the doors.
Is there a deadline? Is this something that we need to do as soon as possible?
It is something that we need to do as soon as possible. The only deadline really is the deadline that these homeless families have to get themselves into someplace safe where they can be together, where they can be safe, and where they can start to advance more towards the solution to get them in their own home.
And to make a donation today, how can our listeners do that?
There's a lot of information about it on SalvationArmyAustin.org. There's a donate now button there. There's also information on the website about a room sponsorship that we are doing to have people help us to open a room for a family to get in there. These rooms can house anywhere from 2 to 6 to 9 family members. We're adding cribs and trundle beds to expand the capacity of each room. We've got a couple of rooms that are adjoining so that we can have a larger family that way. And each room has its own private bathroom. So there's a level of dignity for these families that are going to be in the shelter that don't exist in most shelters. Most of the time they have to share a bathroom with the other residents. Mm-hmm. But in this shelter, they're having their own family bathroom. So there's some privacy, there's some dignity, but we need those dollars to open the door.
Especially when you have families that have children. You know, there's the mental aspect that affects those kids as well.
It's really a hard stigma for those children. Some of them are going to school. Somehow their parents are helping them get to school even though they don't have a home to live in at the time. And we want to keep that continuity of school for those children because it's so important for them in their lives. But the preschool children even, they don't need to start out in this sort of an environment where they're sleeping in a car or sleeping in a storage room or sleeping in a dangerous situation of domestic violence. Being the child of an abuser myself, it's a very frightening situation to be in that. And these children need to be freed from that. And we want to be a part of that solution and be a part of what the mayor and the city council is calling action for.
Major Andrew Kelly, is there anything that you would like to leave our listeners with?
Just remember that if there's something that you could possibly do without for a couple of weeks, that you could make a small donation, that would help us get to the point where we can open the doors. If there's somebody out there and that's listening today that has the means to give us a large gift, like $1 million, $2 million, that can get the doors open. We're very close on getting the funding that we need ongoing, but we need some private donors to come alongside. It was private donors that helped us to build the building, and we need some private donors to come along and help us open those doors as quickly as possible. Go to SalvationArmyAustin.org to find out more information.
Major Andrew Kelly is the area commander for the Salvation Army Austin metropolitan area. Major Kelly, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Matt.
Again, that website is salvationarmyaustin.org. You can make a donation right on the front page.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.